Finally, one of the most pressing questions of the day has been answered. Prince Charles, heir apparent to the English throne, will walk American Meghan Markle down the aisle to marry his son, Prince Harry. Actually, this royal wedding is turning out to have very compelling backstories that even those who don't give a fig about the crown can relate to. Turns out Meghan comes from a family of humans with frailties. Her one-time estranged father, in particular, was raked over the tabloids for staging photos of himself to convey a good image, as if everyone involved wasn't staging photos of themselves to the same end. He's had a heart attack and undergone surgery and won't be able to attend. NPR's Frank Langford is our royal correspondent today. He joins us from right outside Windsor Castle. And, Frank, we can hear a buzz there. There seems to be someone on a megaphone. What's going on?
Well, it's a carnival-like scene. People have come in. There are a lot of people, super fans, basically. There's a man I met earlier today who was in a two-piece suit that was all British Union Jacks. You have people who've been sleeping out now for 3 and 4 nights on the sidewalks so that they can get a view of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they roll by in the carriage. And I met one woman not too long ago on the long walk that leads up to the castle. Her name's Allison Noel. She's 52 from Los Angeles. She's African-American. And here's what she had to say.
I'm here today because we're going to have an L.A. princess.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Meghan is, for lack of a better word, an ordinary person, a regular person. She used to have to work, and now she's going to become a princess. And all my life I've been told about fairy tales, and now I'm going to see a real one.
And Frank, it really is. But what are royal watchers saying about all of this? Prince Harry, sixth in line to the throne, marrying a mixed-race American who has been married and divorced before, who has a very, as we kind of alluded to, you know, interesting family background. She's got half-sisters and brothers who've been coming out of the woodwork in the last couple of weeks. What are royal watchers saying?
I think from a distance, royal watchers are generally positive about this. Obviously, it's been the last few days have been very difficult for the family, and it's been a lot of drama and tension, which happens in a lot of marriages, I mean, a lot of weddings. But I think that people also say, you know, a lot of families are like this. A lot of families have problems. They have people they don't speak to. And what some royal watchers say is, it makes the royal family feel a little more representative of the country, particularly the fact that she is biracial. The United Kingdom, particularly now London, is incredibly multicultural. And I was talking with Robert Lacey. He's a royal historian. He consulted on the Netflix show, The Crown, and he put it like this.
From the point of view of the royal family, it absolutely is the guarantor or perhaps the talisman of their survival. They have a constant struggle, the British royal family, to, for all their popularity, to demonstrate their relevance.
That's such a great reminder, Frank, that that really is part of what this is about. But as we said, you're out there on the street. We can hear the crowds. Of course, we're thinking about security.
Yes, there are a lot of police out here. They're going to spend, I think, we don't know for sure, but the last big wedding, 2011, Prince William's, I think they spent close to $9 million on security. There are a lot of cops out here. I did see cops checking drains to make sure, sealing them, make sure nobody could put bombs in them. So I'm sure it'll be very heavy security tomorrow, and we're expecting tens of thousands of people here.
Well, and it's also sort of a culmination of sorts of, you know, two countries that were at war at one time and now are having this union. The cake maker is American. There's going to be a fiery black Episcopal bishop, an American bishop, giving the sermon. But we also know that over this, maybe the shadow of another wedding we all remember, Prince Harry's mother, Diana, first wife to Prince Charles. She, of course, died in that car crash in 1997. Are you feeling her presence there? Is that looming over this?
I think her presence does loom over this wedding. Harry has her kind of warmth, easy connection that she had with people and reminds people of her. And I was talking to Kate Williams. She's a royal historian, and she summed it up like this.
People really love the fact that he's really grown up in public. They see a lot of Diana in him, and no one could ever forget who saw it, that little boy walking behind the coffin on Diana's funeral, the wreath of flowers on her coffin and the little card saying, Mummy. I mean, that was incredibly moving. And Harry has so much of Diana's ability to connect with the people. He's so warm, he's so open.
Frank, lovely thought to leave us on. NPR's Frank Langford, right outside Windsor Castle. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Robin.